Now on Racing Pulse, RSN's racing editor, Matt Stewart.
They had to protect the Melbourne Cup. Who's to say the punters will continue to have faith that the Cox Plate could be run with a vaxxed crowd?
For more news, opinion and selections, head to rsn.net.au.
Time to get the latest, and there is plenty of news with Matty Stewart. Matty, you've got some big breaking news as far as one of the major spring contenders is concerned off the top this morning.
Yeah, there was an issue with Argentia after she was unlucky but failed to handle the conditions at Moonee Valley last Saturday, and she has enough of a setback. She's injured and she's out for the spring. I'm pretty sure it's not a career-ending situation, but she's certainly sore enough to put her on the sidelines for the spring.
Well, that is so disappointing for everyone involved. She was as short as around about $3 favourite for the 1,000 guineas before her run at the Valley, and she was still around about a $5 favourite for the 1,000 guineas. So that market will be completely rejigged. Argentia, one of the headline acts and a very valuable filly out of the spring carnival. So that is some big news to start the day, Matty. Disappointment there. Outside of that, the big talking point in the last 24 hours has been the discussion surrounding the premier jockey, Jamie Carr, who will win the Scobie Breasley. She is already being crowned the winner of the premiership, the first female to do it. And we know what's occurred recently with her suspension, along with Mark Zara, Ben Mellum, Celine Gaudry, Ethan Brown. The situation now, though, is that there is some talk that Racing Victoria will not want her to be a part of the Scobie Breasley medal ceremony this weekend. What's the latest there?
Racing Victoria is still weighing up what to do about this really difficult and delicate situation where Jamie Carr's awards are all legitimate and they will be awarded on the night, but whether she is physically part of the online ceremony, it's obviously not a proper gathering because of the COVID rules. So whether or not she wants to go, my information is she does want to go, and that maybe she finds this a good opportunity and even cathartic to address this issue at an appropriate time in an appropriate way with, you know, she's very comfortable with the host, Jason Richardson, and so on. So my understanding is that she is prepared to do it and wants to do it, but Racing Victoria is trying to work out now whether the merit of her appearing, given the gravity of her situation, outweighs the benefit of her doing it. And well, I think I'm the same as you. My personal view is if this is good for Jamie Carr, if this is good for her working her way through this process and she's keen to do it and she wants to be there to receive the awards that she's entitled to. And Matt Hyland was of this view as well. He said, look, she's won the awards legitimately. Why shouldn't she be allowed to receive them? And he's the head of the Jockeys Association. Then why, you know, but the act of not letting her do it if she wants to do it and, you know, and make some sort of heartfelt statement, then it's further kicking her a little bit, I think, when she's entitled to have this opportunity, even though it is a awkward and slightly delicate situation.
So the situation is, obviously, there will be no awards ceremony. It's a television event only because of COVID. So no one will be actually attending the awards. They will be Zoom interviews or pre-recorded pieces that get played on the night. Now, Jamie Carr will win the Scobie. She'll win the premiership. And there's probably a number of other awards that she'd be in contention for as well. So as you've stated, Jamie Carr has indicated that she wants to be involved. She wants to make an acceptance speech via video, whether it's pre-recorded or it's an actual interview per se. And my feeling is I can see Racing Victoria are worried that it may be celebrating someone who has broken the rules, but she's pled guilty to the 3 months. She's not going to appeal. This is an opportunity for her to publicly, for the first time on camera, admit and apologise once again what she's done, show her remorse, but more so show that she's determined to return back to the sport, determined to become a role model and become a better person. I think it could be a positive, not more a negative, which is where I think Racing Victoria is worried that it would overshadow what's meant to be a celebration of the last season. It would turn into Jamie Carr and her, I suppose, redemption speech on the night. So I don't see it as that negative, but I can see the issues they have. I think they need to open up their perspective to a wider view and say, you know what, this is where we welcome her back. And she reiterates, what I did was stupid. Everyone needs to toe the line. Don't do as I did, and I'm going to be a better person.
Yeah, and I don't think you can orchestrate it either. I think it's got to be organic. If she comes on, I don't think it should be, tell them you're going to come back, tell them you're apologetic, tell them this, this and this, because that then lends itself to the criticism of the structured, seemingly, apologies of a couple of jockeys. Just let her come on and be natural and let it just flow and make it organic and trust that she'll say the right things at the right time and the natural emotions and words will come. So that's that part of it. The second part of it is, and I don't like this either. I mean, I know there were sporting precedents. The Melbourne Storm in 2010, when they, because of the salary cap issues of previous years, they went pointless for a whole season and they end up running fourth. And there was another issue with a jumps jockey as well, Martin Kelly. But the idea that these jockeys, for something that has not happened, hasn't happened yet, the next 11 months are all part of the remaining 11 months of the current racing season, but nothing they do in that period, when they've already paid their penalty, counts for anything. They can't win a Scobie, they can't win a premiership, even though they will have spent enough time on the sidelines to make that difficult anyway. But I just think psychologically, and this came off the back of the Darren Weir situation, where they introduced a rule in 2019 that any person who has received a suspension or disqualification of over 2 months is not eligible for anything, basically. All the things you can imagine, premierships, awards. So to me, it just strikes me as an endless penalty almost, where every day they wake up, they've got this thing of nothing matters. There's an asterisk against everything we do for something that is beyond the period of our penalty. So I don't know. I just find that I understand why the rule was introduced after Darren Weir, but I think there's no discretion with this one either. This is just a blanket rule where for the next 340-odd days, nothing they do counts for anything other than the fact that they can take the prize money and the wins and all that. But anyway, I just find that a little bit of an extra penalty on top of a penalty on top of a penalty to me.
Well, the rule was brought in with Darren Weir because he was going to win the premiership and they Correct. Didn't want him to be the winner after what had occurred. Now,
but that was for a season of... But that was Correct. Under the period of the indiscretion. This is all projected for things that haven't happened yet.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And, I mean, Jamie Carr and the other jockeys are serving their penalty, so it comes down to a question of how much can you punish a person in exactly. so far as... not allowing them to attend and be recognised for what they've achieved. And we're not just talking about an average jockey here. We're talking about the first female to have won the premiership and the face of racing. So, look, the other issue here is that Racing Victoria want to be careful with the fact that we do want to welcome Jamie Carr and the other jockeys back. Once you've done your time, you should be given the right to return back to what you are doing. You've served your penalty. And, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Jamie Carr, about how long she wants to be involved in the industry. And something like this could have the negative effect of saying, well, you know what? You want to use me as the face of racing? You want me to promote you? If you, you know, want to treat me like this, maybe I won't turn around and do that in the future. I think this is a very delicate situation, but I hope Racing Victoria opens themselves up and says, you know what, it would look worse, in my opinion, if they exclude her from the award ceremony than if they allow her to be involved.
Whether the inadvertent penalties on top of the real penalties are the ones that force her hand and she walks away. So anyway, that's...
The SMS machine has blown up, and I don't think there are any here which are saying that she should not be allowed to attend. All of the SMSs that are coming through are of the opinion that she should be allowed to attend, that it is ridiculous, it's a silly situation, and there are a lot of others. So, look, it's one-way traffic from the listeners out there. They believe that Jamie Carr should be allowed to be involved if she wants to, and the indication is that she does want to be involved in the awards on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You remember our discussion yesterday? We were talking about this seemingly skewed vote in the RSN poll about would you support a vaccination-only crowd at the races, particularly referring to the spring. And it was 80-20 of yes, we do support it, and that is consistent with the mood of Racing Victoria, the three independent clubs, about how we work our pathway out, and certainly the state government. So the overwhelming community push, racing community push is, yes, this is the only way out. And early on in that poll, the vote was going that way. But then by the end of it, we had 51% who had the opposite view. And it seemed like a very alarming reflection of people's understanding of COVID and how the Spring Carnival might be conducted. But it does seem as though it was a bit hijacked by the anti-vaxxers. If you look at all the retweets, they are all, you know, stated anti-vaxxers. And then it sort of lobbied the vote their way and so on. But it still provides an insight into the fact that there are still a number of people in the racing industry who, for whatever reason, don't understand that this is our only pathway out. And I did write a piece on it yesterday about where the state government is at with this, what they are going to push, what Racing Victoria is going to endorse in the next week when they do get around to launching this awareness campaign for vaccination for the racing community. My understanding is the no jab and you're not in argument is going to be a very central part of that encouragement campaign as well. So, yeah, there were just some interesting comments on that. And it is interesting that there are still some who, for whatever reason, don't quite understand the simplicity of what we have to do in racing and beyond to get out.
Well, this discussion will continue. I thought it was interesting in the Herald Sun today that there are two major points that the hospitality industry is focusing on. One is Caulfield Cup Day to try and get some pubs and clubs opened, and the other one is Melbourne Cup Day to have it a so-called Freedom Day where we open up if the vaccination rates are at the level that we want them to be. So we'll wait and see. Hey, Matty, yesterday... Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to read out a couple of comments on that story that sum up the both camps. So underneath the comments, Vivian says, right... Please read what you've written and explain it to yourself as it makes no sense to me. Maybe open your eyes and see the huge movement happening in the community. We're all waking up to all lies and deception from our government. I'm just sad I didn't get to cast my vote. So there is that feeling as well. But a responder to her was quite interesting. Yes, Vivian, but which government are you referring to? The Commonwealth government, as well as every state government in Australia, irrespective of their political persuasion, knows that COVID-19 is a very real danger to everyone. And that vaccination is the only way for life to return to normal. And he goes on for another paragraph along those lines. So it just gives an indication of the two different mindsets at play with this issue.
Hey, Matty, you put your name out in lights yesterday. You don't mind an opinion, and you've declared Lena's Legend will win the Guineas off what you saw yesterday. Now, which Guineas? Is it the Mornington Guineas? Is it the Bendigo Guineas? Is it the Caulfield Guineas?
I made a terrible blue last year with Miracu winning on the synthetic at Ballarat, and I haven't sort of let that down. And it's amazing what people remember on social media 12 months down, but I was actually really impressed with it. I know they just hacked along, but I think the runner-up's really smart. And, you know, the Weekend Hustler, I'm not saying this is Weekend Hustler, but you do get horses out of left field at this time of year who jump into the Guineas picture. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Lena's Legend is a significant new player off the back of that win yesterday.
Well, time will tell. Dan O'Brien was very confident about its chances this morning. And just a last one to Annabelle Neesham. I had a quick chat with her. Still no final decision on Zaki. They have not been told whether they can get their stable staff here, but I'm getting the impression that they are strongly leaning to want to run in the Underwood over the George Main. So still no official word. They're hopeful of getting that word the stable hands today as well. And Incentivise has been absolutely backed off the map in the Maccabi Diva on Saturday. It's going to be fascinating to see how he returns on Saturday, Matty.
Exactly. And Zaki has been smashed in the Underwood as well, which might give you an indication of... where they might be heading with Zaki, even if the staff can't go, it sounds like it might be coming anyway. So smash there, yeah. And massive go for Incentivise. It's going to be an interesting story throughout the week about how that plays out. Nick Quinn from the Tab told me that Tefane was the only other one who's been back, but it's all been Incentivise. And, you know, if it comes out wins by 5 lengths, weights come out after Saturday, so the weight it gets will be off the back of what it's done in the Maccabi Diva, so it won't factor the actual penalty because it'll predate the weights. So... you know, if it wins by 6 lengths, hard hell, well, why isn't it a Cox Plate horse? Why is the Caulfield Cup the lock-in? Why not the Cox Plate?
It'll be fascinating. Nick Wink's coming up with all the odds too. So if you missed it, the big breaking news, Argentia out of the 1,000 guineas due to injury, unfortunately. So fingers crossed she'll be back though. But it is too early or too quick before the 1,000 guineas to get her back into action. She's out. Matty, we'll read all about it at rsn.net.au.
Thanks, Michael.